In this podcast, I check the pulse of the collective and bring through a light language transmission to support you. For a more personalized transmission that supports you on your journey, grab my light prescription offer by going to my website, www.moongoddessacademy.com, and just click on light prescription. Hello and welcome. Welcome to a new week. Welcome to a new energy. For those of you who are new to me, my name is Abigail Mensah-Bunsu. I am a divine channel and an intuitive master healer and a goddess activator. I'm also the founder of the Moon Goddess Academy and the Moon Goddess Publishing. So welcome. Welcome. Each week, I have dedicated to tuning in, to checking the pulse of the collective and seeing what is needed. And I just bring through a light language transmission to support you on your journey, regardless of what is going on. Sometimes I might talk about, you know, in terms of like planetary, what is aligning, what is, you know, like last week we talked about Mercury retrograde. We talked about the eclipse because it was so potent. But most of the time, I'm going to really tune in to bring through the messages that that can support you on your own journey and also as a whole. And the light language transmissions, if this is your first time receiving them, they are potent as well as dynamic and timeless. Which means that you can listen to it anytime and you will still be able to receive what you need from it. I know last week was a bit intense for a lot of people because of the eclipse in conjunction with the new moon energy, and it being the fiery season of Aries, it kind of just sparks everything up. And then also put it in that mix, Mercury retrograde, which was still in, it really slowed us down or invited us to slow down enough so we can face what needs to be shifted, what needs to be healed, what needs to be brought to the forefront. And I feel like the eclipse really did that. The purpose of the eclipse, you know, usually you would hear that it takes you to that shadow aspect of the self. And you know, just to define what the shadow aspect of the self, the shadow, our shadow selves, is the part of our subconscious mind that we don't visit often. It's the part of us that we have either put in a box and closed the box and, you know, put aside and forgotten about, or closed the door on and now we've forgotten what is behind the door and we're thinking it's some kind of monster. It's the part of us that we have forgotten about. So during eclipse season, you know, the invitation is that imagine you're walking around the house and you're turning lights on in rooms that you've forgotten about. So you open the door, or I should say the eclipse energy opens the door for you. And then you turn on the switch and you're like, oh, I thought there was a monster in here, but look at that. It was just my inner child in here, right? So that is the invitation here. And for most of you, you're probably still feeling that energy. So it's going to be continuous work. One thing about eclipses is that, you know, compared to like Mercury retrograde, where we have it for, you know, about 3 weeks, we're in and then we're done. With eclipse season, the effect of it is long lasting. So it's not just like a couple of weeks and then like we're about to be done with the eclipse season soon, the moment we move into Taurus season. But the effects of it will continue and it can last anywhere from a year to 3 years, depending on what work you're doing. It is such a potent cosmic energy to work with. And the invitation behind it, if you really say yes to it, you can truly make some lasting changes in your life that also benefits the collective as a whole. So, and know that it hasn't been that easy. It's been challenging. And especially this week, we have some of the planets coming in that will, especially Chiron. Chiron is the planet of the wounded healer. And it's going to be meeting Venus and Mercury. So I think it's meeting Mercury on Monday and then meeting Venus on Saturday or Friday, one of them, right? And it's really this conjunction, this bringing together of Chiron and Mercury. Like when I tune in, it's almost like the message that is coming through is how is bringing the awareness to how your words, how your communication is healing to yourself and also to others. So what you're speaking out loud, we know that our words are very powerful, right? And also magical. So what we're speaking out, is it healing or is it causing dis-ease within you and also within others? And Chiron really coming into Mercury is going to invite us to really pay attention to what is coming out. But it's also another aspect of it that is coming in. It's like the healing that is going to be bringing into our area of communication and intellect and mind. So beliefs, programming, you know, Chiron is really going to be lighting things up so you can see what needs to go, what no longer resonates with you, and then helping you to release it. And when it moves into Venus, you know, we're really going to be focusing on us. You know, how do we love ourselves? How do we love others on abundance? What are some things that we do to bring joy to ourselves? And in this way, it's going to be looking at healing. What are the things that you do that make you feel whole and wholesome and healed and feeling good, right? That's Venus is that planet of feeling good. It's also the planet of beauty. So if you are I see how it goes like beautifully with Mercury too, because if you tend to talk negative to yourself, guess what? You probably don't see yourself as beautiful too. You tend to see yourself as not beautiful. So with Chiron meeting Venus, you know, if this is you, one of the ways that you can contemplate is how. What are my uglies? Where do I feel ugly? And then visiting these areas and saying, is this really the truth? Or is this a programming or belief that I picked up when I was young, or something that happened? Someone said something that made me feel not pretty. So therefore, I believe that I'm not pretty, right? So it's really helping you to visit these programs that you have that is still going on, by the way, is still creating your reality. That's the thing with these programs and beliefs is that, yes, they're in the subconscious mind, but that's why they're, in a way, like dangerous because they're actually running your life without you even knowing about it. They are creating your reality. So I'm really like, it brings me a lot of joy that Chiron is doing this dance with Mercury at the beginning of the week and Venus at the end of the week, really helping us to bring healing and wholeness. And this wholeness, what I'm getting is a remembering of our truth, the remembering of our truth. So, yes, the work might not be as pretty because, you know, it's Chiron. We're dealing with the wounded parts of ourselves and how we can bring it to wholeness, how we can heal these aspects of ourselves. And that work doesn't always feel good. So be gentle with yourself. And also, please listen. Listen to your invitations. What is the universe asking you to do? Where is the universe asking you to go? You're like, what is the spark happening within you? What is the craving coming up at this time? Because all of this is giving you a clue on how you can bring wholeness back to you, how you can feel great again, how you can feel good again, right? Because that is the definition of wholeness to me, is remembering your truth. If we, you know, it sounds simple. But we know that it's a whole process to really remember our truth and live by our truth. And I feel like this process this week is really going to be helping us to do exactly that, helping us through this. So, yes, it might not be as fun, but remember, you're not doing this alone. You're not alone in this. And the light language transmission that will be coming through will support you. I think it's going to be beautiful. Like I feel it. It's going to support you through this week in such a beautiful, wholesome way. So I hope you are ready. If you're ready for the light language transmission, make sure that you have a glass of water next to you. And then just find a quiet space that you can just spend some time receiving this. You can lay down, you can sit, whatever feels good to you. If you feel like if you lay down, it's like the surrender. It's like I surrender and I receive, right? If you're sitting up, you're taking part, you're being active in the receiving. So just check in which one feels good. Sometimes our bodies need to surrender in order to receive the light codes and really integrate it. And sometimes we need to be aware. We need to be part of the process of receiving and paying attention to the symbols and the signs and the messages that are coming through. So check in with yourself, which feels good to you, whether laying down or sitting up. I'm getting ready right here. My ears, the light codes are always already tuning in. Before I move into the channeled message, I wanted to share the story of Chiron. We always hear the plant, Chiron as the wounded healer. When I first heard the story behind Chiron, I was like, oh my God, that's powerful. So basically, he got hurt in a war, and actually it's a whole story to it, but this is the gist of the part that really moved me. He got hurt in a war that was happening, not even his war, and the spear had poison on there, so he could not quite heal. He could not heal himself, so now he's stuck with this eternal wound that he has to deal with. But because of that, it inspired him to be the healer, because by him learning about his wounds, he became a master. More people sought him out to learn about how they can heal himself. So he became a master through him learning more about his wounds and how he can heal himself. So, yeah, it's quite beautiful, right? He really brings us the invitation of diving in. Where are your wounds, and really observing and learning about your wounds and finding out the truth behind your wounds. And know that all of that is part of our wholeness. I really believe that within our wounds lay golden pieces of who we are, like the important parts of who we are and why we're here to do what we're here to do. There's gold within the wounds. And as we heal through it's like the part of that healing is understanding the wound, understanding why it happened, understanding, why it's still there, understanding how you can bring healing to it. And usually your wounds tell you how you can assist others. If you have been through something painful, you know that it becomes easy for you to guide others through it when they get there, right? And especially when you do the work, right? So don't be afraid of your wounds. Allow the invitation to take you to which wounds are ready to be healed at this time. Here's the thing, it's like there's a divine balm that is ready to heal the wound. So when that wound surfaces, don't be afraid. Don't try to shove it back. Know that the divine wound is like on standby. The moment it surfaces, it's going to spread right on top and help you heal it. So just be with it, observe it, be with the healing, understand the wounds, and understand how that is part of your purpose here on this planet. The other thing that is also coming through is that you don't have to stay in the pain and the suffering of your wounds. You don't have to be stuck in there. I wonder where that came from, where it's like, I have to be stuck in my suffering to know that I'm healing. It's like, no, it really, you're being asked to just simply observe and understand. Understand the wound and allow it to heal. And we know that that's not always easy, but I feel like when you simply observe and understand the nature of your wound and listen to the wisdom of the wound, because when you listen, it will also tell you how you can heal that wound. That's all you need to do. Observe, listen, be curious about it. And that will lead to the healing of it. So you don't need to be stuck in the pain of that wound. And I think this is a message that Chiron is bringing in. He was stuck with the wound, but yes, that brought him to mastery. And that, because of that, he's teaching us that we don't need to be stuck in it. We don't need to. He did. He got. That was his path, but we don't have to. It's almost like he had to do it so that we don't have to. It's quite beautiful. It's the same with you. Whatever wound you have, someone else might experience that in the future, and they might be looking for someone who can guide them through it. And guess what? That would be you, because you've already walked that. You already understand how that wound craves to be healed and released and acknowledged. So take a deep breath in for me and out. Oh, go ahead and lay down or sit up, whatever feels good to you, and ready your heart, open your heart to receive the light transmission. Imagine, see, sense, or feel yourself completely engulfed in that divine opalescent light. And this light emanates from your heart and then ripples outward all around you. There you go. Calling in your higher self to be fully embodied within you. Calling in the divine radiance to anchor within your heart. Calling in the divine mother's radiance coming up from the earth, that crystalline light to be anchored within your heart and merging all three lights. I ask that this radiance spread throughout your entire body and creating a bubble of light all around you. Take a deep breath in and out. Horo no koro kore shidia nakaria sharanadia moro meshidia tete shoro ok arna atena horo moyetia shara nakaria toro oro ria shidia tina karana toria shidia kare shinanda horia shorani shidia haranaidia aranesia ak Area. For some of you, I'm seeing the mirror being lifted up in front of you to show you the wounds that are ready to be healed with the divine balm at this time. You're being asked not to be afraid, not to try to shove it back. It is time for it to be healed and reintegrated into your wholeness. And part of that healing, remember, is you understanding, which means that you need to listen to the wisdom of the wound. Karanande soro, mokoro arandea tarata, Nekia shoria naya moria nakia tera soro oreya shuru moria kara tata sarania poro oro shu dina siarenia noria tatera saria. Moriyatiya, take a deep breath in into your heart and out. Take another deep breath in, this time in throughout your entire body. And out. Mak eta saya doro moya tena sa okea maki jedia roria neaka tarasa ak orinia moria jidia tarasara moria sharenandi kea tarakayo. I'm seeing this ray of golden light coming through into you to assist you through this week, harinia, and the healing of this week. This week is all about healing, healing and coming back into wholeness and remembering your truth. I'm seeing the germination of the seed of your truth within you. Goria Daria, there we go. Haya Shedia, Moria Nanayeti Nakaria, non Goria, Monia Tarasaya Doru Goria, Mayetia, Mayetia Nakarindia. Dora ash ere e na karia mor moi shi ti na kera soro oro 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 ti mi shi tu oro moi ti a ka daria oro moi a dara mor moi ti a ti a moria ash e dara nok oro moi ti a ta se e ya mas at e te Oro mo oria si tia nak aretia. To shoria. Take a deep breath in and hold at the top. Hold. And when you're ready, release. Let's do it one more time. Deep breath. Hold at the top. And release slowly. I ask that this light transmission be anchored, locked, and sealed on every level of our beings. It is done, it is done, it is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. Shoo. It is done. Beautiful. Again, feel free to share this with your loved ones, with your friends, share this transmission with anyone that you feel might need it. And I also invite you to come back and listen to this transmission many times throughout this week to really anchor in the frequency to assist you through this week of healing. All right, my loves, from my heart to yours. Until next time, have a wonderful week. Be gentle with yourself. You are loved.